Welcome back to Catholic Radio San Diego's Life is Worth Loving. We're Hugh Largy and Mary Moran, with motivational speaker Lori Disselkamp. Joins us from Kentucky. Lori, I understand today is your birthday.
It is.
Well, happy birthday.
Welcome, and yes, shall we sing happy birthday, or does that cover it?
Whatever you want to do.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Well, Lori, tell us about your presentation called Gifts, 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 Unwrapping the Gift of Christmas.
Well, it's one of the retreats that my partner, Jenny Schiller, who's a marriage counselor and family counselor, do together. Typically, we do motivational talks and full-day retreats, but this one is more of an event. It's about 3 hours, and we have motivational talks and activities. But basically, the theme is to bring people from the Christmas marathon that we run, mm-hmm. doing all the things we have to do nonstop.
Oh, yes.
To prepare for Christmas. And we do activities based on that, but we try to bring them all the way to the end in the chapel, bringing them back to the gift of Christmas, which, of course, is Jesus Christ coming to us as the ultimate gift.
Great.
And it's really good. I mean, it's been pretty effective. We've had one of the retreats. We have another one tomorrow evening. Actually, we're going to be presenting one.
Hmm.
And people seem to relate really well to it because you know how this world is. People just go nonstop. And
really?
You never oh, you've never noticed?
Well, not in California.
Well, Kentucky is fast-paced, too. I live in Louisville, so it's very fast-paced.
Well, I know you've got fast horses back there.
We do. They're extremely fast. But it is good to slow down and take the time to reflect, and we just don't usually take the time to do that. So this is an event where people really, literally take the time to slow down and think about their values and what they want their Christmas to actually look like instead of just speed through it.
Well, Lori, birthday girl, let's focus on this reflection. How do we unwrap the true gift of Christmas?
Well, I think what you have to do is to literally sit down and reflect on what you're doing as a family with your different traditions of Christmas. And one of the ways we do this is what we call the Christmas list. And it's looking over all the things that you do and then taking another look at the Christmas list and saying, how does this connect me spiritually to the essence of Christmas, which, of course, is Jesus Christ? And whether that's going to church or just being with family and feeling the love of Christ with one another. But it all comes down to really taking the time to reflect on how you live that in your everyday life, but in particular at Christmas time.
Well, I love the way you do this. So you make a Christmas list. Is it kind of like a two-column, you know, worldliness maybe on the left, holiness on the right, or how do you do the comparative analysis there and then focus on the true meaning of Christmas, which is Christ?
Well, we don't actually have the spiritual list and the material list, but you could do it that way. We actually have a list that is on my website if anybody wanted to look at that at faithfilledmom.com. But what they do is we have them circle, okay, what exactly do you do during Christmas? And then after they circled all these different things they do, we have them go back and check off the ones that they feel really do connect them to Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I would think that it's kind of like the have-to list versus the real list.
Exactly. It is, because we get so inundated with everything that we have to do that, especially moms, and I speak as a mom of four kids, you feel like, oh my gosh, Christmas will not be perfect unless we have the ornament in this place. And then you kind of lose sight of, you know what, I need to sit down and just talk to the kids about the birth of Christ, you know, and to the reason why there's an angel on top of the tree, and the reason why we have the nativity out instead of just making everything perfect. We need to teach our kids that, and we need to pull that into our Christmas experience.
Sounds like you humanize Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, and it's hard to do in this day and age. But we have to take the time away, and that's what I talk about in every retreat that I do, is that we have to take that time in our lives to reflect. That's what I do with my website when I write my reflections. There's so much based on slow down and just breathe, because God is with you, and if you just take it to prayer and be more conscientious of it, you notice it, you know? So we speed through life too much is part of the problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Lori, we were just talking with Dr. Ross Porter, the founder of Steelpoint Family Resources, and he was talking about how, you know, some of us have baggage, for lack of a better word, during the holiday season. And he brought up some interesting points that I never thought about. Like, for example, Christmas music could trigger a horrible experience if you had a terrible experience as a child. Do you come across that in your retreats at all?
I have not yet, but that is the wonderful thing about having a partner that is a counselor. We've run across anything that is, you know, in that nature, and we have with our mom's retreats in the past. We've had moms that have come to the retreats just really tore up from different things that they've gone through, miscarriages or different abusive situations.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God I have a counselor to help with that, because I'm not going to say I'm equipped, because I'm not. But she does help with that kind of thing. But
well,
we haven't seen that. This is a much lighter event, and so we haven't really gone really, really deep with it. It's more fun and getting you to reflect, and there is prayer, definitely there's prayer in it, and silent prayer, but luckily we haven't crossed any of that yet.
I think the unifying link between you and our previous guest is probably, in simple terms, slow down.
Yeah. Yep. And I think that is the biggest theme that I try to provide in life, is if you just slow down and take a breath, you'll notice different things around you. One of the things that I love to write about is the presence of God in our world. And we're going so fast that everything on each side of us is a blur, but the people on every side of you have God within them. And if you just slow down and listen to them, or look them in the eye instead of dropping your head when you walk past a stranger, you're going to see the presence of God. But it's all about slowing down and taking notice of different people and your life and where you are.
That's loving life, our theme.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit more about this Christmas list. Any other suggestions for us to make our list? I'm making mine right now, checking it twice, too.
I think that's the best way to do it. Another thing that we have seen with the retreats is that couples come together. And I had one woman in particular tell me, I have to get my husband to the retreat with me, because if the family is not on board with changing our different traditions, then it's never going to work in the family. So I think one of the things I would encourage people to do is to sit down with their spouse or their kids and talk about, well, what do you want your Christmas to look like and why? And actually have that discussion. Because we as parents really feel like, oh, the kids need 30 gifts apiece under the Christmas tree, when the kids really want time with the parents. You know, of course they want that toy, but if you get down to the deeper part of it, you can find out what they really want as Christmas.
And time is the most precious gift, isn't it?
Oh, it is the most special. And that's what we've come across towards the end of the retreat. One of the things we do is we hand out a Christmas card. And in the Christmas card, we have each person write a note to themselves of what they want for this Christmas. And this is after they've gone through the journey of what are your values within Christmas. And then they're supposed to seal it up and take it home with them. And whenever they're ready, they can open back up and see, okay, this is what I valued. And, this, you know, because you lose that once you get out into the Black Friday world.
And
shopping and all the chaos.
Yeah.
No, that is so true. And you know, the Christmases that we have for our children now essentially leave a legacy, don't you think, for their children and their grandchildren?
Oh, definitely. One of the things we do talk about, and Jenny, the marriage counselor that's my partner, she gives a whole speech about traditions and how they're passed down from different generations. And sometimes you wonder, well, how did that even get started? And you want them to continue on in the future, but that's another reason why we need to pause and think, okay, why do we have this tradition? Is this really connecting us together as a family? One of the things we did notice at the last retreat was that the majority of the people there said one of the most important things was to them was to be with family and to take that time away from all of work and everything else to just concentrate on being with a family. And I think that's huge at Christmas time.
Amen. That's love. That's what Christmas is all about. Well, Lori Dieselkamp, thank you so much for joining us this evening on Catholic Radio. Now, let's get your website out there again. It's faithfilledmom.com for the Christmas list, right?
That's correct.
All right, Lori Dieselkamp, faithfilledmom.com. And birthday girl, happy birthday. Have a Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us from Kentucky this evening.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.